Performance Auto Mall is proud of its performance promise, and they're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance sponsors this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. Greg Bell is Festival Director for the Eno River Association, and we're talking about the 38th Festival for the Eno, always held around the 4th of July.
A wonderful gathering of the community over there in Durham, Chapel Hill, Carnborough, Hillsboro, Raleigh. For 38 years now on the 4th of July weekend, people come together and do this ridiculously awesome fun festival. It's got music and arts and crafts and dance and food trucks, and it's all on the banks of the Eno River, which is clean and beautiful and cool and shaded.
It's a huge undertaking, and it's all for a good cause.
Well, it's presented by the Eno River Association, and that's the oldest land trust in North Carolina. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary. It started in the mid-1960s with a weird conglomeration of folklorists and hippies and northern Durham farmers, and they all bonded together to try to stop the impoundment of the Eno River about where now West Point Park is. Since that time, we've been instrumental in the preservation of over 7,000 acres, creation of 5 regional parks. We do outdoor education programs. We run summer camps for kids. We push into the classrooms. We pull kids out and do field trips and all that kind of stuff. And we are best known for our annual fundraiser, the Festival for the Eno.
Well, you guys do wonderful work year-round for the preservation of the Eno, and how much money is raised during this annual festival, and what are you hoping to get this year?
That's a tricky one, because the goal of the festival is not just to raise money, it's to get people out to the river. Our founders years ago decided that the only way to ultimately be successful as a land trust is to create conservationists. The idea is that before you care about the Eno River, you have to care about nature in sort of a vague, holistic sense to begin with.
Yeah.
And so while it's our largest annual fundraiser and has a budget of over $200,000, or approximately $200,000, it only makes 30 to 50 generally, which is small for anybody that runs special events like, you know, galas and things like that. But the goal is to get as many people out on the river, touching the river, experiencing the Eno as is possible.
Greg says there are so many people involved every year.
It takes so many people. Even after doing this as long as I have, there's still areas of the festival I have no idea how they work, and people just come out of the woodwork and they do it. Use over 500 volunteers each year to put this thing on.
He is the director for the Festival on the Eno. Go to enoriver.org to find out more about the association. Greg Bell, this week's WCHL Hometown Hero. Performance Automo is proud to put this week's spotlight on our WCHL Hometown Hero. And remember, at Performance in Chapel Hill, they carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick-certified pre-owned vehicles. They can find your next reliable automobile, no matter what the brand. Performance promises to wow you.